It's the thought that certainly counts. How many people did you help out yesterday? The day before? When was the last time you donated to a local charity helping those neighbors in need? Do you know of a family member or friend in need of help with finances or mental health issues? Or maybe just needing a few moments of your time to listen to them? This is possibly the most difficult time of the year, in that personal, business and professional demands are upon you. Service to your community, church, neighborhood or a person you know is the last thing you may be thinking about. It's all about family, gifts, and lost chances for celebratory gatherings during this pandemic winter. Please remember why this season is celebrated. A season of giving and receiving. I seem to give more than I receive, but the love and care I receive throughout the year energizes and motivates me to do good. Do you ever pray for something important to you or for the benefit of another whom you love and care for? Are prayers ever answered? You can create and destroy life. You can let the poor remain in their horrible life situation, or you can change their lives by helping them. You can stretch out your hand in friendship to those who live in fear, who are confused and in need. I have been in many life and death situations, and while I did pray at times, it was my humanity that saved me, and those around me. Perhaps we need that little added incentive to believe wholeheartedly that our God is with us, on our side, guiding us. Perhaps we can hear that quiet voice telling us to help ourselves when the chips are down. Christmas is my favorite celebration. It is the image of a mother holding a child that inspires within me the true meaning of love. Love is what it is all about, folks. The power to share this emotion, this internal spring of giving will transform you, even if it is for a season. Happy holidays and best wishes for a better new year. Stephen Kassab, Bradford, Ontario.